826 at WSGW. Dum, dum, dum.
Only the lonely love me to know the way I feel tonight.
It's your morning team show. Yeah. Day 26 on WSGW.
Only the lonely love me to know this feeling.
You could have had a job, Pat, with the background singers there.
Which is actually why I play Orbison's Only the Lonely, to feature those background singers.
Okay, why?
Because Anita Kerr has passed away.
Oh.
She was 94 years old, and she led the Anita Kerr singers, who did the backup. Those voices you heard.
Oh, is that right?
It was her singing group.
Huh.
So, thanks to information that comes out, here's some of the Anita Kerr. She's 94 when she passed away. She was part of a group called the Nashville Sound. It says here between the 1950s into the 1960s, either the Anita Kerr singers that she led or the Jordanaires sang background on just about every Nashville hit song.
Yeah, I was going to say it. Okay.
Doing work with Roy Orbison, Brenda Lee, Perry Como, Pat Boone, Rosemary Clooney, Al Hurt, Chet Atkins, Bobby Bear, just to name a few.
Just a few.
And in addition to that, they recorded their own songs and albums, even won Grammy Awards for themselves. Anita Kerr. Again, the Anita Kerr singers. I never heard of the Anita Kerr singers.
I mean, I knew the Jordanaires.
Yeah.
I mean, I think everybody did.
Her first big break was recording the vocals on Patsy Cline's first studio album, the background vocals.
Oh, she did?
Yeah.
Well, all right. Now I have to go back and listen.
Isn't that something? Again, it was she and a bunch of others that she led, but it was known as the Anita Kerr singers. Huh. She eventually moved to Los Angeles. Eventually, she had a husband from Switzerland. They moved to Switzerland. She had the pleasure one time of conducting the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And she and her husband owned a music studio called the Mountain Studios that they sold in 1979 to some rock group named Queen.
Who? Wow.
How about that?
That's amazing.
One of those
pretty cool
names that you hear about, musically associated in a lot of ways, but we know a little bit more about Anita Kerr on her passing at the age of 94.
Great career.
She had some great historical names there.